It's October 1918 in Juneau, and the future of Alaska depends on which comes first, winter or the so-called Spanish flu. At that time, the flu had already been ravaging the outside world, infecting one-third of the global population. It added to the tragic loss of human life in World War I, which was about to end. When it was all over, records show at least 50 million total deaths from the flu worldwide. Newspapers report hundreds of infections and 350 deaths in Seattle. But despite the community's best efforts, the first influenza case in Alaska was reported in Juneau on October 14, 1918, before winter stopped ships from coming.
So the main thing was is that ships leaving Seattle, if they would do a visual inspection of everyone getting on the ship, and if they looked sick, then they would be told they couldn't go. And obviously the problem with that is that a lot of people didn't show symptoms until they were already up here.
That's Nico Sanguinetti. She's a curator at the Juneau Douglas City Museum. Sanguinetti says there are many historical parallels between the influenza pandemic over a century ago and the coronavirus pandemic today. Articles from the Alaska Daily Empire paint a gloomy and eerily familiar picture of Juneau during the flu pandemic. Stories of schools shutting down, businesses closing, and mandatory self-quarantines.
Some of these newspaper articles honestly could be printed 2 days ago. The same mentality, the same fears, the same concerns, the same uncertainties. It's very creepy.
Haida tribal elder Tom Abel says his Aunt Carrie witnessed the flu pandemic firsthand as it spread through southeast Alaska.
She kind of described the situation to me, you know, as if people were dying so fast that they couldn't bury them and bodies were rotting in the streets and in the, you know, were literally rotting where they dropped.
Abel's family survived in isolation. But going into 1919, whole villages in Alaska were decimated as the second wave of influenza traveled on ships and dog sleds up north.
It made its way all the way up to the Seward Peninsula and ravaged northern Alaska, killing, you know, devastating villages.
Catherine Ringsmith is an Alaska historian at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Her family operated the Diamond Cannery in Bristol Bay. Today, as residents are talking about opening up fishing communities in Bristol Bay, the fear of a second wave of COVID-19 is very real. Ringsmith says for many Native Alaskans, the flu came with the history of colonization.
This was a terrible, terrible disease that wiped out the heart and soul of the population and left behind a population of orphans.
Historical documents show gruesome scenes. Cannery workers found orphans left to fend for themselves, surrounded by dogs and the remains of their relatives. Overall, the flu killed a greater percentage of people in Alaska than in any other state or territory in the U.S., except for Samoa. But Ringsmith says the survival stories of those orphans in the face of a pandemic would inspire generations.
And yet those courageous kids survived, and not only survived, they would go on to give birth to a generation that's, you know, going to lead Alaska into the Anska days and Anilka and subsistence and becoming some of the most powerful indigenous people on the planet.
Stories that go to show that in times of great tragedy, there are also extraordinary triumphs. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Peña.